This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
Here at Audi, we have some good news to share with the world. Unfortunately, our good news is bad news for our competition. So to soften the blow, we brought in the very best at delivering bad news. Someone's mom.
The Audi A4 is the biggest, fastest, most fuel-efficient car in its class. Oh, honey, I know it's hard to hear, but it'll be okay.
I'm David Jones, inviting you to test drive an impressive new Audi A4 Premium today at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com. Audi. Truth in engineering.
Well, Craig Stadler is a 13-time winner on the PGA Tour and a major champion on both the regular and the Champions Tour. His win on the Champions Tour a couple of weeks ago at the Encompass Championship was his ninth Champions Tour win, his first in over 8 years. It's a pleasure to welcome Craig Stadler to the Augusta Golf Show for the first time. Hello, Craig.
How's it going?
It's going good. It's going good. You got to be sick and tired, though, of hearing about, you know, your last won 8 years ago.
Well, truth hurts, I guess, doesn't it?
You've had a couple of weeks for this to sink in. What did winning mean to you?
Yeah, it was very special. My wife's from Chicago. Her whole family was there. Her mom, her sister, her niece, her boyfriend, her nephews from Detroit, their mom and dad. So everybody's out on Sunday, and it's actually the first time that Janet's seen me win since we got married 3 years ago.
I wondered about that.
Yeah, so that was her first time, which was pretty cool as well. But it actually meant a lot. I was kind of teetering in May of probably playing through maybe the end of this month, and that was, unless things improved drastically, that was probably going to be it. I was just going to quit because it was just... It was out of control bad.
You know, I read that. What? How'd you get to that? How'd you get to that?
I had no interest in playing golf. Every time I was leaving for 3 weeks, I didn't want to go anywhere. And it showed. You know, I was playing horrible. I was shooting 78s and 80s. And, you know, I grinded my butt off both days at Augusta for 79. And it was just no fun anymore. And playing poorly, really poorly. And seemed like the harder I worked at it, the worse I played. So it just got to the point where I just kind of called Billy up and said, you know what, I'm going to come down, and if you got some time, he says, yeah. And got down there and had 2 days. I said, well, you got what's going on? He said, well, you got 2 days to either fix it or I'm pretty much done.
But Craig,
so there you go. And he changed a bunch of stuff, changed my grip, he changed my alignment, got my shoulders squared up, aligned me square, which I've always been way open. Yep. Always move the ball, and I don't move the ball much now. And you know, when I got down there, I was not exaggerating. I was maxing out my 8-iron at like 138 or 9.
Mm-hmm.
And my 5-4 and 3-iron were all going about the same. Couldn't hit a long iron to save my rear. And when I left after about the first hour and went and played a few holes, my 8-iron was back to 152 or 3 or 4. And everything kind of fell back in. And it's a ongoing process. It's certainly not there, but the short irons are just incredibly good. The middle irons are okay. Long irons are getting there too, because I tend to not get my shoulders squared around, and I can hit a 6 or 5 iron dead solid, and it'll go 40 yards left of target once in a while.
Yeah. We are talking with Craig Stadler, winner of the Encompass Championship a couple of weeks ago. So being in that place and thinking so much about the swing changes you and Billy had implemented, what were you saying to yourself coming down the last few holes?
Well, you know, I obviously it was my shoulder issue, because I played really well the first 2.5.
Mm-hmm.
I made a bunch of birdies. I made, at that point in time, I'd made 18 birdies, I think, in 2.5 days, and 9 or 10 of them were probably from within 2 to 3 feet of just stuffing short irons in there. And hit some horrible long irons. I putted well for 2.5 days, and I started missing some short putts. I hit 4 times in the bunker on the back nine, and the only up and down I made was the last hole. But you know, got to the point where I had a couple 6-irons and a 7-iron on the last, and tried to square up, and obviously I didn't get far enough over, and just kind of skinned them right in the bunker, and hit some horrible putts on 16, made a decent little putt on 17, and then, you know, had 12-footer out of the bunker, which is a pretty good bunker shot on 18, and it went. So
was there any
gave three back, but not four.
was there any confidence over that last putt? Were you confident about it, or what?
Well, you know, I stand there before it was my turn to putt, and Dolphy came over and hit me on the shoulder. Come on, man, you've made a million of these before. His noggin, and he took off and went away. And I was looking at it from the other side of the hole, and as I was walking back, I kind of got down behind it and looked from behind the ball, and it was about probably, it looked to me like it was about 6 inches left to right. And the putt on 10, I had about a 6-footer on 10, I missed it right. I had about a 5-footer on 12, I missed it right. About a 6-footer on 14 and 15, I missed both of those right. Birdie putt on 16 from 8 feet, I missed right. And I saw it about 6 inches left to right, and I said, you know, I'm just going to put it about 7, 7.5, and if I push it, I might get away with it. And it went in kind of right center, so I don't know if it broke more or I read it right or what.
Yeah, but it went in.
All that mattered was it went in, yeah, and it was pretty special. It's been a long time, you know. I've had some good chances to win in 2005, 6, and 7, but since 7, since I started having this hip issue, I haven't played good at all for the last 5 years, and it's just been no fun. But, you know, we got in position after Augusta a couple weeks at Savannah with Kirk Triplett in the Legends, and he played great the first 2 days. I made a few putts on Sunday on the front nine, but he was doing it all basically. I was just kind of along for the ride, and he stumbled a bit the last five or six holes on Sunday, and I couldn't pick him up. I couldn't do anything for him. That was really disappointing.
Yeah.
So from there we went to Houston, where I shot 74, 79, 82. Atlanta the week before Savannah, I was 74, 78, and probably heading for 85 on Sunday when I withdrew with three holes to go. And it was just out of control. It was just I looked like a 12 handicapper out there trying to play well.
When you're going through all of that, Craig, does winning change all of that, or is it still a process?
It's still a process, and I can't really answer that because I've never been that bad.
Mm.
And I didn't know, it was just, you know, getting old or getting tired of it or what. But you know, we're so competitive, all of us, and when you're not competitive anymore, it tends to wear you down, and it's something way different than playing well and missing putts and having your poor putting kind of eventually after two or three or four days try to erode into the rest of your game.
Yeah, one of my dear friends just calls it a dark place. You know, I mean,
yeah, this was way different. I've never in my entire life gone through anything like this, but and it is still a work in process, in progress. Absolutely, you know, I went after Chicago, went to Pittsburgh, and whipped it out of bounds in the first hole of the tournament, made double, three putt of the next hole.
Okay, off and going.
I was three over after two, and like, yeah, okay, this is good. And after 23 holes, I was 4 under, so I made 7 unanswered birdies the next 21 holes, and was really playing well, and a lot of good quality golf shots, even with the long irons. They were getting way better. And woke up Saturday morning, my elbow was all blown out of shape, and I got this whole tendonitis thing going on my elbow, and that tournament disappeared. I actually putted okay in May, shot 276s the last 2 days, and finished 77th or something. But there was a reason for it, so in taking that to heart, you know, I just looked back at the first day and a half before we got delayed and say, you know, I was hitting a lot of really good shots.
It's one thing to say that you were probably going to stop playing. What were you going to do if you stopped playing?
I have no idea. You know, my poor wife, in Jackson, we were in Ponte Vedra and Biloxi in March, and I made three birdies the last six holes on Sunday at Biloxi at the Gulfport Classic to beat Quigley for last. He finished 81st, I finished 80th.
Mm-hmm.
And this is before Augusta went down there, and she was working in the, she was cleaning the kitchen or getting dinner ready one day. I said, I'll be right back. She said, where are you going? I said, I'll just be back. I took off to work, got something at Winn-Dixie and came back. She said, where'd you go? I said, Winn-Dixie. She said, what'd you need? I said, nothing. She said, what'd you go over there for? I said, to fill out a job application. And she looked at me and she almost started crying.
Well,
she goes, what? I said, hey, I need to do something, even if it's bag groceries.
Yeah.
And which, you know, I was kidding, but still, it that was kind of my thought process, not bagging groceries, but I don't know what I was going to do. And I'm not one that sits around and, you know, can be a good couch potato, but.
That gets old.
You know, it was really fun to play well, and not necessarily to win or not win in Chicago, and the win was certainly special and a way added bonus. But just to get back and play well and actually shoot a couple rounds under par, probably the third and fourth rounds, first 2 days or all 3 days, but third, fourth, and fifth rounds I've shot under par since maybe August.
Well. Well, a lot of folks,
anyway.
A lot of folks came out of their chairs when you made the putt on 18 because that was fun to see.
It was. You know, the way cool part about it was having probably 190 texts and probably another 75 emails and another 50 voicemails to return the next couple of days, and so it was a lot of support. It was really special. I really felt good about that. A lot of people were kind of rooting for me, I think.
Yep. Well, congratulations on that. Keep playing well, and thanks for doing this. I appreciate it.
No worries.